Good morning, everyone. Wednesday edition of the Mary Griffiths Show is open, as always on Wednesday. We have representatives from the Quincy Society of Fine Arts, Arts Quincy. Laura Sievert is here today, but something new for our listening audience. You know, I figure I'm going to be retiring around 2030. Who can do the Mary Griffiths Show when I am old and gray? And we have developed a candidate, Addie Ippinson, who will soon graduate from the University of Illinois. She's still got a few classes yet to complete. But I figure if in 2030 Addie is not already in New York City taking on the world, she can come right back here and work at WTAD. So we're going to turn the Mary Griffiths Show over to Addie Ippinson, and she's going to interview our guest this morning. And take it away, Addie.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Addie Ippinson, like Mary said, and I'm an intern here. But this morning, today, we have Laura Sievert with us from the Quincy Society of Fine Arts. Just going to overview some exciting events you guys have going on the rest of this summer. How about we start with this Friday is Blues in the District at Washington Park. Tell us a little bit about that, what we can expect this week, and who's going to be there.
Right. This is a great concert series for Quincy. It's a free event, and it's free to bring your family down. This blues band is called, and blues bands have the best names. This one is called Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys.
I like it.
But what's great about this event is that it's really fun for the whole family to get involved on a Friday night. I'm kind of issuing this challenge out to the community this weekend to bring a friend or bring someone who normally hasn't been to these free events. And I'm talking about reaching out to maybe an elderly family member or a neighbor who hasn't gone or a kid who you can be a mentor to. Not only is this Blues in the District going on, but Quincy Concert Band has a free concert on Sunday. So on Sunday at 6:30 at Madison Park. So these are two great opportunities to bring someone to experience something in the arts for free and really expose them to something they may not have seen before.
Definitely. And I've never heard of Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. Who are they? Tell us a little bit about them and what people can expect from them.
You know, it's a band that's going to just bring you to your feet. They say that they are served up with hot harmonica and smooth, stinging guitar. But they play original songs, but they've also got some nods to bands and songs that you've heard before. So it can be a really fun participatory thing. They're from the south side of Chicago and have been playing the blues since 1971. So they're an experienced blues band. They've been to the area at least two or three times that I know of before. And, boy, the district brings in a lot of great acts, so we really appreciate it. And we were just talking, believe it or not, if you check out the Arts Quincy Facebook page, we just caught a Pokemon right here in studio.
That's what
with Mary.
That's what I've seen. They're everywhere.
And if you are looking for Pokemon, I can tell you at Blues in the District, Washington Park is full of Pokemon. They're everywhere.
So whether you come out to listen to the music,
yeah,
you know there's going to be Pokemon.
There's going to be Pokemon. There's
it,
something
right?
to do. And so listen to music, get a sandwich from the butcher block, and then catch yourself some Pokemon right by the Lincoln and Douglas statue or the John Wood. There's all kinds of cool things to do at the park this weekend.
Awesome. And again, that's this Friday, July 22nd, starting at 5:30. Next event on the docket here is the Culver Stockton College exhibit. They'll have Nicholas Sorrell in retrospect. Tell us a little bit about that art event and what people can expect from that.
So this is Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Culver Stockton's Maybe Art Gallery. And if you haven't been over there, gosh, they just do such a fantastic job. I got chit-chatting with the president of Culver this weekend, and they're so proud of this theater and the artists that they bring in. This is a true overview of a very long career in art. The exhibit has sketchbooks, paintings, mixed media, finished drawings, ceramics, sculptures. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. And if you haven't been to an art opening, it's a great time to learn more about the artist, maybe have a little refreshments and really have a kind of an event atmosphere. But this particular show goes all the way through August 19th at the Maybe Gallery. So it's an easy thing to get over and see when you have the time. For information about the event itself, this exhibit, or just the gallery in general, you can call Deborah Meyer, which is 573-470-0439. That can give you the hours and all of that.
Awesome. And again, like you said, it runs until August 19th. So if you're not able to make it starting this Saturday, you have almost a month to go check it out. And again, that's at Culver Stockton College in the Maybe Art Gallery. Anything else you'd like to add on that one.
I'm just really excited about that one. I'm going to go over and see it myself. We are so lucky in this area. The colleges and the art center bring in some amazing displays, and it's worth seeing and being inspired by.
And is this art made by Culver Stockton students or just local artists or a little bit of everything?
In this case, this is an outside artist, but they do have some permanent collection that is by Culver alums. Each of the colleges here in town, John Wood and QU, also have permanent collections and exhibits going on all the time. So if you're wondering what's displaying at any given time, check out artsquincy.org because we have that information up all the time. There's always more than I have time to talk about.
And where can they go again for that?
Just artsquincy.org. Yeah.
Awesome. Next thing is the Quincy Community Theater. They always have something great going on. I feel like they never have any downtime. There's always something coming up that's just as good as the last event. What's on the docket for them coming up?
Well, right now they're getting ready to start Sister Act. I believe that opens tomorrow.
Preview tonight for Hanson Spear, which is their sponsor. So yeah. If you were lucky enough to get tickets from Hanson Spear Funeral Home, you'll go tonight to the preview. But, yeah, opening night is tomorrow. And they're sold out for almost all their shows. They've added a Saturday matinee.
That's right. That's right. So they've just added a day. So those tickets are going to go so fast, it's going to just blow out. So if you haven't got tickets, I would call first thing this morning or check out 1QCT.org to get involved with that. But while this is going on, they're about to have auditions for their next show. So Monday and Tuesday, by appointment, are auditions for the show called Almost Maine. And I read the script for this this week, and it is so funny and quirky. It's a kind of a romantic comedy love story about a place that's so far north it's almost Canada.
Okay.
And what's neat about the show is everything's very literal. So when a shoe is about to drop in a relationship, a shoe literally drops out of the sky. And it's very funny and quirky. You're just going to love it. But if you've never thought about auditioning for a show, QCT, it does such a great job. You'll be asked to read from the script, and you can read it online already at QCT. But there's audition requirements, audition tips, and information about characters available online. So you don't come in unprepared. You can learn all about the audition process and get involved. And of course, they're always looking for volunteers in other ways too. So if you're interested in stagecraft, if you're interested in being an usher, there's a lot of great ways to get involved with the theater. They're such an amazing organization.
And for someone who's never auditioned before, but Almost Maine sounds like something they might want to do, what's the general audition process like? I know you said there's more information online at 1QCT.org, but just an overview of what they can maybe expect.
You're going to be doing some reading. They may ask you to impersonate different characters. It may not even be the character that that you want to play. They may say, hey, can you read this part? Or something, a funny spot out of the text and just see how it lands. The thing I would really advise anybody thinking about auditioning for this show or any other show is just to take a deep breath, collect yourself, and give it all you've got. Because having fun with a part is always the key to getting cast in that role. They're always looking for new people. They're always, they always are looking for new talent and developing talent. So they'll teach you what you need to know. Just take that breath, step on stage, and try it out.
And what ages are you looking for? When people go to audition, is it all age groups?
Every show has a different requirement of characters, obviously. I believe Almost Maine is all adults. But coming up soon, actually, is The Wrinkle in Time, which, can I tell you, is one of my favorite books from childhood. I'm so excited that they're staging this production. And that one has parts from third graders on to adults. So they have some parts for kids, too. So, getting kids involved in the theater is a great way to develop self-confidence, to develop leadership skills, and to develop just good citizenry with your child. So, check out the QCT website, and that's going to tell you all of the auditions and all of the types of parts that are available.
I have a close friend who has done a lot of QCT work, and she has, agreed just the amount of confidence you gain and just being able to speak to people and memorizing, but also having to work off the cuff. And like you said, that's just some amazing skills you can gain this summer and as you look into the school year as well.
And there's no substitute for live theater. You never know what's going to happen, and sometimes you do have to be on the fly and deal with problems or stage problems or anything that can come up. QCT does such an amazing job. They practice their hearts out. That building is always buzzing and put on just amazing shows. And it shows because they're selling out shows left and right.
Exactly.
And, people are clamoring for more days all the time. So we're sure excited to have them.
And Quincy Arts in general, they don't just stop during the summer. Obviously, you guys still have a lot of great things planned once school's back in session and kind of life gets back to normal, less summer activities. What's some things the Quincy area can expect from the Quincy Society of Fine Arts this year?
Well, this year, in August especially, we're doing a back-to-school focus because one of the great things that we're sort of known to be the marketing arm of all of these great partner organizations, but one of the things that we do ourselves is put on a program in the school called Instant Arts, and that's where teachers can apply to our organization and get grants to have artists, musicians, theater performances, or museum visits for their students. The arts in Quincy are in the schools are somewhat underfunded, so the public and the parochial, even the county schools need that extra help to make those arts experiences happen, and we think those are really important. Last year, Arts Quincy gave out 110 awards, which provided enough experiences for almost 6,000 kids. This year we'd like to double it. So in August we're doing a real fundraising effort to say it costs $150 to give 30 kids an arts experience, a hands-on arts experience. That either brings an artist into the classroom or takes them to the theater to see a preview of a performance. And it's really important that we continue to expose our kids to those items. I'm a mom, and I know that I would love for my son to have the arts opportunities that I had growing up in Quincy.
And how can people donate to that cause? How can they get involved and help make that difference in a kid's life?
So anytime that you donate to Arts Quincy, you're supporting that program. But specifically in August, I'm going to have a link up on our website. I may try to get that up yet this week because I'm talking a little about it. But $150 sponsors an entire classroom. Anybody who sponsors an entire classroom will be recognized in Arts Quincy magazine and just has our heartfelt thank you. If you can't afford to do $150 but still want to help out, a membership to Arts Quincy is only $25 for the individual or $50 for a family membership. And part of that funds definitely helps out this program. So the more we can raise, the more classrooms we can help. We're doing a real focus this year into getting classrooms that are underserved, perhaps some of the schools that maybe have fewer resources, and also a really big effort to get out into the county schools. Central Middle School in Camp Point has really benefited from this program in the past and really loves it, so we want to get more and more out there too.
And Laura, what is the website, once again, that people can go to get all that information?
It's just artsquincy.org.
Awesome. And just a quick recap, Blues in the District this Friday, and then also the Quincy Concert Band on Sunday. We talked about the Culver Stockton art exhibit, that's July 23rd. And then also auditions for Almost Maine start July 25th and are also the 26th. Anything else you'd like to add?
Gosh, there's so much going on. Please do check out the calendar because we're always talking about these great organizations and all the wonderful things they're doing.
Okay. Well, that's great. Addie Evanson, thank you. I made a big mistake. I let somebody better than me step in on the Mary Griffith Show. Maybe I won't be retiring in 2030. Maybe I'll be retiring today.
We'll just get some lemonade. We'll sit outside. It'll be great.
Yeah. We're going to take a real quick break. But while I've got you here, Laura, before you go, I'm fascinated by this Pokemon thing. When you came in, you were chasing a Pokemon into our WTAD studios. Now, of course, they're invisible to the outside eye. So I had no idea there was a Pokemon, like, on my head and on Steve's head. And Addie had one on her hand. You know, she was holding it in her hands. How many Pokemon, or when will we know if there's a Pokemon here?
They may be here right now. I don't
know.
You know, they seem to be congregating around Washington Park, first of all. That's what I know. And I know that I don't know enough about it to explain it, but I know every five-year-old in town does, and that's the truth. Even my toddler likes to chase them around my house. We found a Squirtle in his toy box.
Free toys.
You know, it's really great. You know, the idea, I think, of the Pokemon whole phenomenon is to get you out and experiencing the city. And when I'm talking about Arts Quincy events, that's the same thing I'm trying to do, right? Get out and experience all of the great parks of the city. Get out and experience all these great bands that are around. Bring your kids and involve them by having a Pokemon. Take them to the concert band, let them chase Pokemon around the park, and they will absorb the Sousa. That's my
okay.
It will be great. You know, I just think that it's a great way to get out of, you know, Quincy's such so blessed with all of these wonderful parks and places to hang out. So if you need a digital excuse to get out there, Pokemon's your answer.
Okay. So I may not be aware that Pokemon's here, but people who are playing Pokemon Go know that Pokemon's here. But it's now the annoying part of that. What if people just started coming into the studio all the time chasing Pokemon?
I guess they
have to have some boundaries if it's a private business.
They do. And usually, and I'm not giving away Pokemon secrets here, you can probably find them on the sidewalk outside of the studio as well. So usually you've got a good 10-foot radius where that Pokemon might be hanging out.
Well, I feel just a little bit violated that Pokemon's been here watching me all morning.
Well, he was flapping his wings all over the office. There's papers everywhere, I tell you.
I'm glad you caught
I do what I can.
Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation about the Ronald McDonald House, celebrating 30 years of the Ronald McDonald House in Springfield. And, of course, the Quincy McDonalds contribute to the operation of that Ronald McDonald House. There's a special event tonight at the brand new McDonald's at 48th and Broadway, so we'll tell you all about that. But first, we're going to step aside for a little commercial break. Thank you, Laura Sievert.
Hey,
thank you
so much.
Addie Ippinson.
Yeah, no problem.
Very
thank
good
you.
Job. Kim Carnes is 71 years young today. Kim Carnes, Betty Davis Eyes. Well, as promised, we're going to talk about the 30th anniversary of the Ronald McDonald House in Springfield. Now, families in the Quincy area that have to access Springfield hospitals go to the Ronald McDonald House there in Springfield whenever their children, need medical attention. Instead of driving back and forth every day, you can stay at the Ronald McDonald House. And Kelly Thompson is here, and she is the executive director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Illinois. Welcome to the Mary Griffith Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I'm fascinated how someone gets to be the director of a children's charity like this. So tell us a little bit about your background and yourself.
Sure. It really starts with having a passion for wanting to serve families and children. And even, you know, from the very beginning, it was an organization that I volunteered for that was close to my heart. But I have over 15 years of nonprofit executive management experience. And like I said, it just really comes down to that passion that you have for wanting to help families and children.
The Ronald McDonald House is going to have a special event tonight in Quincy. Hundreds of families and children have benefited over the past 30 years. And so tonight, with the opening of our latest McDonald's at 48th and Broadway, the Kasperzak family is going. How do you pronounce it?
Kasperzak.
Kasperzak. Oh, I'll never get it right.
It's a hard one.
they're going to host a special event tonight. It's by invitation only. So if you haven't received an invitation, you're not invited.
Correct.
But tell us about what is going to happen, because it's part of the fundraising efforts and part of a way to say thank you to donors.
Absolutely. We are working with the Kasperzak family, as you had stated, to open their new McDonald's. The grand opening is obviously not tonight, but tonight is a friends and family night. And what we're doing is inviting all the area families that have been served by our charity to come and see the new restaurant and have a sneak peek and get that first sneak peek preview for the families. And it's part of our 30th anniversary celebration.
And I'm sure on the menu will be a Big Mac and another
accoutrement. Absolutely, yes. They're going to be, I guess you could say, the trial run for all the food service tonight, too.
So they're going to learn, they're going to use you as guinea pigs to make sure the fries are crispy golden and the sauce on the Big Mac is just right. And the right number of pickles are on the bun, et cetera. But it's going to be a wonderful thing. And again, it's important that your McDonald's franchisees support the Ronald McDonald House. So I'm going to ask you a pertinent question, I think, not knowing much about it. Is it mandatory that a McDonald's owner support Ronald McDonald House, or is that of their own free will?
You know, it is obviously a global cause for McDonald's Corporation. It is the charity of choice. They're our mission partner. But it's definitely a choice that the local operators and franchisees make to support the organization by letting us place donation boxes in their restaurant. It isn't mandatory that they do that, but they do allow us to place those donation boxes in their restaurants, and they do in-store campaigns to help serve our charity and our families. So again, it is a choice in a lot of ways too.
Well, that's great, because everybody wants to give from the heart. I can't imagine anyone saying no to Ronald McDonald Charities.
That's good.
The good news is, I mean, this is something the franchisees do out of their love for this cause, and it's so closely tied to the McDonald's organization with the name Ronald McDonald House.
Absolutely.
This is great. How did it get its start nationwide? And then we'll talk about the history of the Springfield chapter, because
sure.
there are Ronald McDonald Houses in Springfield and Memphis and all over.
Right, absolutely. It's a really interesting story, Mary. Our charity started in 1974. A pro football player was spending a lot of time in the area hospital in Philadelphia. His child had leukemia, Kim Hill, and he went to the local to the Philadelphia Eagles, who went to the local hospital, who went to the local franchisees, and they all worked together to build the very first Ronald McDonald House. So it started from one person's vision, who was spending a lot of time on a couch at a hospital as a professional football player, seeing all these families doing the same thing, and he wanted to help. And so it really started with the Hill family, and now we have over 300 houses in the world. And our house opened in 1986, so we have been, like we are talking about today, our 30th anniversary.
That is so exciting. The Ronald McDonald House in Springfield, describe it. How many people does it hold? What are its amenities? Who is eligible to use it? Just give us a rundown of what it's like.
Sure.
Because I have never been inside the Ronald McDonald House in Springfield, so I don't know much about it.
Well, we'd love to have you come anytime for a tour, and I extend that invitation for anyone who wants to drop by, because we are open 365 days of the year. But what it looks like, we are trying to create that home away from home environment, because you have families there that are under a lot of stress. We have 14 bedrooms, so we can serve up to 14 families at a time. They have their own private bathroom. There are common areas like family rooms, little kids' play areas, a kitchen that are open to all the families for use. And we provide meals every day at dinner for families through the goodness of a lot of volunteer groups, business groups, community groups. And then we provide a lot of the food for breakfast and lunch that they would need. So there's no need for them to have any expenses. Everything, there's no charges while they are there. They're able to stay free of charge because of support, like the monies placed in the donation boxes in the restaurants. So that's really important for everyone to understand, that your support and your help is helping provide that home away from home free of charge to families under a great deal of stress. So why they can stay, there's a couple of parameters. They need a child age 0 through their 22nd birthday who's receiving medical treatment. That's one of the first. And then they need to live 30 to 40 minutes away from Springfield. So that's why a lot of families from this area are being served, because they're meeting those parameters. I was just speaking with a woman this week who's coming tonight, whose child was airlifted to Springfield. And she had said to me, you know, people don't understand in that situation. It's just so traumatic. And to be able to have this house and be able to stay here, it just means so much to our family during a time of true crisis when they don't know what's going to happen with their child.
My guest today is Kelly Thompson. She's the executive director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Illinois. The Ronald McDonald House in Springfield is celebrating its 30th birthday this year. And tonight, there's a grand opening preview for people who have used the Ronald McDonald House. They'll be the first ones to test out the Big Mac production.
That's
at 48th
right.
and Broadway. And then, of course, the grand opening for the store is tomorrow. You mentioned, the home away from home. So I imagine it's situated very close to the hospital campuses in Springfield.
Exactly. And that's a great point. It's right across the street. So it's, a 3 or 4 minute walk, or there's a shuttle that comes around as soon as we call them to pick up the families right outside our door and take them to the door of the hospital. So it's very easy.
Because as you mentioned, you're dealing with people that are in great stress. Usually, although some sicknesses can kind of, if you know you're going in for cancer treatment, for example, you can plan that in a sense that
right.
chemotherapy for my 2-year-old starts next Wednesday.
Exactly.
But most of the time, when you have a child, it's a burn or an accident or something horrible that has befallen them, mm-hmm. and you're literally plucked out of your house
mm-hmm.
and
right.
sent to Springfield at 100 miles an hour, with lights flashing. So you don't have your toothbrush, you don't have your
exactly.
nightgown. So Ronald McDonald House just has those comforts, or they can get those comforts for people who kind of land on your doorstep, literally wash up, homeless and in need.
Yes, absolutely. We have everything there that they need, from toothbrushes to, you know, even if they need extra clothes, we find out a way to help them with clothing. Because, again, if it's a situation where they're airlifted, like with the family I mentioned, they didn't have anything on them. And that's one thing she said, we didn't even have a coat. And, you know, you all were able to help us with that. So it's just one of those things. You don't plan for it. And it has such a big impact on that person at that time that you want to make it as easy as possible for them. That's what our job is.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about how you, as WTAD listeners, can get involved in helping out the Ronald McDonald House in Springfield. We'll take a break. It is 10 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Heat advisory underway. In fact, a heat warning in effect until 7 o'clock Saturday night. 81 degrees right now. Check on your pets and your neighbors and anyone who you think needs a cool drink today. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest today is Kelly Thompson. She's Executive Director for Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Illinois. Mike and Ravella Casper Zach.
Boy, good job. You got it. You got
it. Can I just call you Mike and Ravella? The Casper Zachs own several McDonald's in the Central Illinois region, and they're opening their newest one tomorrow. And tonight they're having a special event for people who have used the Ronald McDonald House. Let's talk about how you get your funding. You mentioned that member organizations, franchisees, put out a, sometimes it's drop your change in here for Ronald McDonald House at the drive-through,
right,
or there may be something when you order your hamburger, there's something there that says put your change in here for Ronald McDonald House. Then I'm sure you get corporate checks written by people like the Casper Jacks who help. But how much money, first of all, you say you have 100 McDonald's in your region, is that what you said?
So our charity chapter covers a 29-county region in Central Illinois. And in those 29 counties, which includes Adams County, there are about 100 McDonald's restaurants.
Wow.
So the funds that are deposited in those donation boxes in those restaurants come directly to the house in Springfield to support the families in our region. Again, the money stays local.
Mm-hmm.
So money's, for example, dropped in the donation boxes in the Quincy stores. All those monies go to support this region and the families being served.
And if you would ever have to use the Ronald McDonald House in St. Louis, which is a possibility for people
yes.
here, that's okay because other people are dropping in for that donation basket. So basically, you're eligible to use the Ronald McDonald House. Can we use the St. Louis one if we're from Illinois?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Even we serve families from all over.
Right, because you may need specialized services. Like, I know Springfield has a burn unit that they may bring people in from, you know, long distances away. So
exactly.
It's there. So what's your budget to run something like that? I'm fascinated.
Sure. So our operating budget annually is about $600,000. And again, those fees or those services that we are helping our families with are all free of charge. And again, we're only able to do that through donations such as those made in the donation boxes. We're completely publicly funded. We receive no state or federal funds. So it's a typical nonprofit in that it's all through, you know, people out there that are supporting us through regular donations, regular gifts, money's dropped in the donation boxes, memorial gifts, corporate gifts. All of those things help fund the Ronald McDonald House.
So you have to get at least $600,000 a year to make sure you keep the level of services up, obviously.
Exactly.
So folks, I mean, I think it's the power of it. You think about it. I've dumped my change in there. Maybe not so much of being a good citizen, but saying, I don't want 4 pennies and a nickel, you know.
Sure.
So here, I'll
whatever
throw it
the
in
reason.
There. But it's kind of fascinating because just literally, if everybody said today, for the next month, whatever change I get when I go to McDonald's,
yes.
I'm going to throw it right back in the Ronald McDonald can. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm not going to miss that 30 cents or whatever. And all those 30 cents add up
they
to
sure
$600,000. But people doing it at McDonald's all over the Central Illinois region, that's just phenomenal. That, you know, it's amazing.
It makes a major difference in our ability to provide the services. And I do have to say, Mary, that the Quincy area is just so generous. out of the donation boxes collections in our region, which I track and look at regularly. The Quincy area is always in the top 5 or the top 10 for the monies that are donated. So this is a great way to help and give back to others and give back and help local families that are right next door to you.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people don't realize how many people you serve. And so tonight at this invitation only, these will be the parents and some of the children grown now, completely grown up. I mean, 30 years, you're going to invite a lot of people that live in this Quincy area to come. And so you can basically say, how you doing? We're glad to see you again. And so they can say, you know, thank you to the people who helped provide this for them. So it's going to be a wonderful party tonight, isn't it?
It is. We're really looking forward to seeing a lot of the families that we have served over the years. And it'll just be a great time to celebrate and see how their child or their children have grown up and how they've progressed. And just to have that sense of being able to help them during that time and know that things have continued to go well for that family. It's great to be able to see that and be able to celebrate. Sometimes you have to take those moments to get everyone together and celebrate and just celebrate being and being able to continue on.
So before we let you go, I guess the best advice we can give is if you think the Ronald McDonald House charities are a wonderful thing, and even if you've never had to use them, and really we hope you never do, because if you have to use the Ronald McDonald House in Springfield, it means one of your children is in a pretty bad shape and has to be hospitalized for a prolonged period of time. So we hope in a way you never have to use it, but we'd love it that it's there if we do need it. It's got some of the comfort of home. So basically the best way to donate is really loose change, or could they write a check?
Absolutely. We always are taking donations online on our website at rmhc-centralillinois.org. So I encourage you to visit our site. It's got a great bunch of information.
Okay. Thank you very much, Kelly Thompson.